HarperCollins presents A Cornish Cottage by the Sea by Jane Linfoot. Read by Stephanie Beattie.
Epic. Adjective. Heroic or grand in scale or character, particularly impressive or remarkable. Achievement. Noun. A thing done successfully with effort, skill or courage. Chapter 1. Day 1, October, 5 miles east of Salisbury. Epic achievement, the skydive. Come on, Edie, let's do this. We're bumping our way backwards along the fuselage floor, and when I screw my head around, there's a gaping space where the door used to be. Then the backdraft hits, and we're sucked out of the plane. What happens next is the most crazy thing that's happened in my life so far. There's no lurch of my stomach, no warning, but I'm hurtling downwards. The air rushes, wrenching my cheeks off my face, and the blow is so hard I can't breathe. I'm just screaming and falling, falling and screaming. Somehow I remember to stick my arms and legs out. Then I'm freezing and screaming and choking, and the flat patchwork of fields below are hurtling nearer and nearer. It's going on forever. We have to stop soon or we'll definitely die. Somehow we spin and I catch sight of the camera guy a few metres below us who almost looks stationary. And bizarrely he's waving at us. It's that weird thing about waving without even thinking I'm waving back. Then we're twisting again and I'm looking up across the sky at Bella. Her cheeks are distorted, her hair is plastered across her face and she's waving madly too. Then, just when it feels like it's never going to stop, there's a yank and the air rush stops. Everything slows down and my screams have stopped. Instead of falling, we're hanging, suspended on strings, and up above us, a broad blue parachute is billowing across the sky. And I can hear Dan's voice again. That's the shootout. Not long now. Would you like to do some twists and turns on the way down? Or hold the parachute? He has to be joking. Make mine vanilla. Straight down is fine. Thanks all the same. It's so relaxed, there's even time to look around. Far below I can make out a tiny tractor ploughing a rectangle of field. Cars zooming along a ribbon of road. There's the cream-rendered slab of the headquarters, and minutes to admire the logo in shades of blue painted on the roof. There's even time to see my shiny new Audi, its flinty metallic paint glinting on its own at the far end of the car park where it won't get bashed. A gleam of sunlight reflects off the driver's window straight into my eyes. That has to be a good omen. Tash, acing it as the supportive sister, perched on a straw bale at the edge of the gazebo in her pale blue mac, one arm around her children, Tiddlywink and Wilf, the other holding her phone up to the sky. Then the ground is rushing towards us. It's close enough to see individual blades of grass, a tree at a wonky angle. And there's Dan's voice again, as his hand clamps my head onto his chest. OK, and we're almost down. Lift up your legs like we showed you. One massive bump later, we're lurching forwards as Dan lands for us. Then my feet hit the ground too, and guys are running in for high fives as they hurry past to sort out the ropes and pick up the crumpled parachute. As I stagger, I hear a whoop, and I whip around to catch Bella crashing back down to earth too. There's a needle of pain under my ear as my neck cricks, but a second later it's whooshed away as Dan unclips me. OK, so how was that? His smile is wide, and the video guy is hurrying over to catch my reaction. Cold. I'm back to juddering again, but I'm alive, and the whoosh of happiness bursting up in my chest is like a fountain. And freaking amazing. And right now there's a rush of thoughts stampeding through my head. Oh, how I'm so grateful to Dan I could throw my arms around him. That after this, I can do anything. How cool it would have been if Colin Firth had been waiting on the ground. Or Marcus, even. I strike that one out pretty damn fast. How awesome it is being a...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?